AircheckDownloads.com.
This is the Golden Hour with Simon Bates.
Twing, joined together by The Who, and Run, Run, Run by JoJo Gunn. So which year is it in part two this morning? Well, it was the year the International Olympics Committee expelled Rhodesia, the year that 156 people died in a plane crash in East Berlin. In Vietnam, the war was continuing with southern troops abandoning the provincial capital of Quê Son. George McGovern won the Democratic nominations for president in the U.S. And Bobby Fischer was your favorite chess player. Minutes past 10.
Into the 90s, it's the Golden Hour with Simon Bates.
Just great songs from a great radio station. That's us, Donny Elbert and The Who and Hurricane Smith, JoJo Gunn, Four Tops, Keeper of the Castle, and Argent. Hold your head up. It's 10:15. John Fairfax and his girlfriend Sylvia Cook landed safely and well on Hayman Island off Australia's Queensland coast. They'd rowed across the Pacific. The bad news, terrorists massacred 25 people at Tel Aviv Airport. Paul McCartney was fined for importing cannabis into Sweden in this year. And the good news, Apollo 16 landed on the moon.
Step back in time with Symes in the new Golden Hour.
One FM with Bowie and with the Hollies. And time for two more on the Golden Hour, part two, at 10:24. You just have 2.5 minutes to make up your mind. Which year was it? Hit some headlines, but from which year? With Mark Boland driving on the A49, calling in hands-free and knowing exactly which year it was. AC Major in Jersey, Sean and Dave and Russell, good to hear from you again. In Welling Garden City, Dave Young called in. Philip Schofield called in, the real one, from Bromsgrove. Andy Moore from Albrighton in Shropshire. Dale, the carpetbagger from Pontefract. Also Jan and Martin and Bev from Weston-super-Mare. Bob Berry from Lancaster. Andrew Farquharson from Edinburgh. And thanks for the faxes from West Midland Contracts. Angus Lambie on the Isle of Arran. Oh, great. Jackie and everybody else, and Timmermans Trade Neon Signs, Thetford Micros, and Dennis G. All got it right. It was 1972.
Into the 90s, it's the Golden Hour with Signs.
Sinead O'Connor is number one in the U.S. She won't talk to the press in this country, but she will talk to us. Later this week, Sinead O'Connor, about her family and about her hopes and her fears for the future. 10:31 around the world and around the nation. Here's Rob McKenzie.
There's been more violence at Puckle Church Remand Centre near Bristol.
AircheckDownloads.com.